Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joe Scanlon, the co-founder and CEO of Scanalytics. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to talk to you. You've got a game-changing sensor technology that's built into flooring that helps different systems like HVAC know what's going on inside a building and helps them control what those systems do. This technology works with flooring. Give us your elevator speech on it.
Yeah, we approached the company by looking at buildings and thinking, you know, what would it take to build a brain for buildings and how could we make that happen? The attempt of taking the most common and largest surface of the building, if we can give the floor the context of what's happening inside of that space, then the buildings can not just be connected to the internet, but understand what's going on inside of it with occupants and then adjust itself proactively instead of reactively and allow for spaces to be smarter. And that includes things, of course, like, reducing emissions and making spaces better for, space utilization and other applications that can be built on top of that.
And so the way it integrates, I guess it varies depending on the flooring surface, but it's some kind of pressure technology so that the building actually knows how many people are inside, right?
That's right. Kind of think of it like a big rolled sensor sheet material that has a high pixel resolution. So we can make it as high resolution as, a half inch by half inch. But our typical sensor product is a 4-inch pixel resolution. And you can imagine it being installed into an underlayment or directly integrated into flooring products like carpet tile or luxury vinyl tile. It basically turns that entire floor surface into a readable, touch screen, right? We're able to reconstruct individual paths without impeding on, privacy or personally identifiable information. And then all that information is pumped through what we think is really the ultimate innovation here, which is the sensor software and data platform that allows for applications to use that intelligence to deliver specific, value add applications to the building.
Okay, so there's the how. Let's talk about the why. So what's going on is the Department of Energy's tuned into this, and they love the fact that buildings can adjust to what's going on inside and help decarbonize the system. And you just came back from a Department of Energy meeting this week. Tell me a little bit about the news there.
Yeah, that's right. So this week, the DOE announced the first ever federal blueprint to decarbonize America's building sector. So that was everything that was focused around taking what is the single largest category of emissions every year, which comes from our built environment, and using technologies like Scanalytics to do things like what we just discussed about having the understanding of how people are moving through space can be used by building management systems to more intelligently control energy hungry things like HVAC. You can think of like when you enter a space today, if it only has, motion detectors, the building's just sort of taking any activity and having to run as though it's fully occupied, when in reality, we all know buildings are very rarely fully occupied. And so technologies like Scanalytics can help the DOE with its agenda in reducing building emissions by controlling those energy-hungry applications like HVAC.
Okay. And you actually have a case study with Paramount Studios. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. So this week, Paramount was recognized through the Better Buildings Challenge during one of the other DOE programs this week, where smart flooring was used in Paramount's entire system for controlling their HVAC loads based off of, how many people were in spaces at any given time and using that to control the systems more intelligently. So that was an exciting kind of announcement and exposure to be able to say, hey, look, here's a campus that has quite a few buildings and a lot of square footage, and is quite sophisticated in its existing, control system, and using something like the floor and smart flooring to achieve those aggressive goals that they had was a great kind of launch pad for the work that we've been doing, as well as the work we continue to do with agencies like the Department of Energy.
Now, you're partnering with some flooring companies. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we do have a very unique approach of sort of taking flooring companies and manufacturers, as well as other building materials companies that share in this vision of, and this idea that the floor can do much more than just be installed in the space and sort of forgotten about, right? It's the idea that if the floor could really capture everything that's going on into a space, we can accelerate not only what we showed for something like Paramount, which is super helpful on a single building or single campus basis, but as you can imagine, manufacturers have this ability to reach the global building stock and the U.S. building stock better than almost any other technology out there, including, you know, motion detectors or cameras or thermal. So we are partnering, and we'll actually continue to announce some of our relationships with flooring manufacturers that share in that vision that we're sort of bringing along the way of this development, with bridging the, you know, public work with DOE and private sector work with flooring manufacturers.
Okay. Now, Scanalytics is a Wisconsin-based company, right?
Yes, we are. Scanalytics was founded in Wisconsin, actually right outside of Madison, Wisconsin. We're a distributed team now. We do have folk from the Bay Area to still in the Midwest and Wisconsin and Michigan, as well as Marietta, Georgia. So we're sort of distributed and have lab space in various spots, and then we'll continue to grow through, you know, manufacturing space as well as satellite offices that are near where our customer hubs are.
So if somebody is here in this interview and wants to know a little bit more about Scanalytics, where can they go to find more information?
Yeah, we do actively post a lot of our most recent activity on our LinkedIn page, which you can just find by searching Scanalytics Inc., as well as scanalyticsinc.com is a good place to go.
Okay, Joe, it's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Joe Scanlon, the co-founder and CEO of Scanalytics, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.